guard on the Ukrainian border. Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. U.S. officials say Russia has installed at least 70% of the firepower necessary to give President Putin the option of invading Ukraine. Meantime, Washington has deployed 3,000 troops to Europe to support NATO allies should Russia invade. North Carolina Republican Congressman Ted Budd joined Fox News Live.
We need to make sure that we're arming our allies in Ukraine, but I'm very concerned about sending troops over there. They're not asking for that. Ukraine is asking for materials support, and that's certainly something that we need to continue doing.
The U.S. is threatening tough economic sanctions on Russia if it invades Ukraine, while Ukrainian officials say an invasion is not imminent. As the Olympics in Beijing get underway, many are protesting host China due to its record on human rights. In New York Saturday, a small group gathered at the headquarters of NBC, which is broadcasting the games inside the United States, urging people not to watch and for the broadcast not to continue.
We cannot act like everything is just normal. NBC, you are on the wrong side of history. History will tell. With these terrible atrocities, genocide being committed in China, you're just covering it like it's normal. One day, you are going to be looked upon on the wrong side of history and condemned.
And in Washington, D.C., a group of Uyghurs also protested. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim minority. The United States led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics by several countries in protest of China's record of human rights violations. The first race of the Alpine competition at the Winter Games has been postponed. The start of men's downhill skiing competition delayed by at least an hour due to high winds. This as New Zealand gets its first gold medal in Winter Olympics history. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The January report for the number of migrants encountered at the U.S. southern border is being released soon as the Biden administration focuses on addressing the root causes of immigration. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox's Cavuto Live with David Asman why that approach is not enough.
We have individuals that are coming from over 150 different countries, so you can't just focus on the root causes by focusing on the Northern Triangle countries, because again, you got individuals coming from Syria, from Russia, and all these other different countries that are coming to the border, not just in the Rio Grande Valley, but also throughout the southern border in Laredo, also in Arizona, that we're seeing these individuals coming across.
The Biden administration is being forced by a Supreme Court ruling to reinstate the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Delta Airlines has told the Department of Justice that anyone convicted of disruption on board a flight should be added to the national no-fly list. Delta CEO Ed Bastian sent a letter to DOJ asking for zero tolerance for behavior that affects flight safety. Facebook's parent company Meta is taking some hits this week. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady explains.
After the biggest stock drop in history, more pain may be on the horizon. Meta's facing antitrust allegations from bipartisan sources as well as a suit from the FTC. Unlikely allies AOC, Matt Gaetz, both called for Meta to be broken up. And while that's one extreme, it's part of a broader call for regulation. Now, I spoke with Senator Blackburn's team, and she affirmed to me, quote, "I've repeatedly said that big isn't necessarily bad, but our hearings on the Consumer Protection Subcommittee have shown a light on the company's many bad bad behaviors. So I'm not surprised the FTC is concerned. So what impact could this really have? The suit aims to reverse the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, arguing Facebook employed a build or bury strategy.
Meta is blaming the rival video sharing app TikTok for losses in users. I'm Jessica Stone. This is
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.